Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Ryan Chenault of Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much, Ryan, for your contribution to the show. We've got plenty of music to talk to during the regular show that we do on Sound Opinions. Hence, we have the bonus podcast that give us an opportunity to go even deeper into our likes and dislikes. Jim, what are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Greg, I'm going to play a Chicago band that is from the past. I remember being at a show at South by Southwest where you and I generally didn't watch local acts, but we walked in for a minute in 2000. Our jaws hit the floor, and we stayed for the whole thing, and I bet you haven't thought about them since.
Well, we'll see. I'm looking forward to hearing what you've got, Jim. We're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We are back. Jim, I am eager to hear what you're going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today.
South by Southwest 2000. You and I walk into one of those typically Texan clubs that's completely out of character with the band on stage, the Fire Show.
Oh,
remember Fire Show?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Why am I talking about the Fire Show? There is a new, gorgeous double vinyl album collection that rounds up the two actual albums they put out in their lifetime, as well as a live disc from that era that mixes up different eras of the band, but including the era that we saw them in. Here Lies the Fire Show.
Mm-hmm.
Having covered a bazillion concerts in my career, just like you, there are some that stand out and some by bands I saw the fire show several times that were consistently mind-blowing every time I saw them. And then history eats them up into the dustbin of history. Here lies the fire show. We could say that of so many bands. This one deserves to be remembered. There was a band called Number One Cup that was very much in the Pavement mold, okay? Indie hipster, 90s alt-rock era. The leader of the band, for all intents and purposes, he would deny that title. He would deny basically anything you or I wrote about him. Seth Cohen was one of these, you know, very great writers about super indie music, the moment of post-rock in Chicago. We were never hip enough. We were square at the daily newspaper, right? Number One Cup achieves some minor success in the indie world, breaks up to the frustration of Seth Cohen and his partner, who was originally the drummer, Michael Lenzi. Michael wanted to continue making music, and he wanted to move to the front of the band, not be stuck behind the drums. Seth wants to keep making music. Number One Cup had broken up after he broke his neck playing hockey, and then miraculously recovered, but the rest of the band, you know, didn't want to wait for him, didn't want to continue. So these guys, essentially a duo, spearhead this band. At times, there were other musicians that came and went. I think the night we saw them, they were a duo. You know, Lenzi would sometimes get behind the drums, start a drum loop, move forward. They're playing synthesizers. They're playing guitar. They're making all sorts of noise. And Lenzi had this ability. Here's what I wrote, you know, and I think it stands 23 years later. The music was a study in contradiction, structured chaos, infectious noise, primal high art. By the end of the set, Lenzi had worked himself into a frenzy, hurling himself over a waist-high rail that ringed the stage and smashing his guitar with wild abandon. Imagine Iggy Pop crossed with David Byrne, then imagine something better. I'm flashing back to that show right now. Of course, so I interviewed the two of them about the Fire Show and its first record, self-titled The Fire Show, in 2000. It was put out by Tim Rutili of Red Red Meat. Perishable Records was his label. Second album in 2002, Saint the Fire Show. Now, both of them are part of this Here Lies the Fire Show, along with a live disc. But, man, these guys were always, you know, we were not cool enough to interview them. So before I talked to Lenzi and Cohen, you know, Seth sent me a manifesto via email, right? These are things you must understand, Jim, before you talk to us. Number one, I dig progressive rock and Steve Reich is prog. Okay. I dig punk and Charles Mingus is punk. Three, punk can be prog. Mission of Burma. Seth, I know this. I may work for the Daily Newspaper, yeah, right, but I'm not that clueless. It was a great interview, though, and I got a lot of insight into this unique partnership the two of them had. One of the best bands I've ever seen from Chicago, period. The records hold up. You know, a real experimental take that I compared to Can, and it was one of the few things Seth didn't scoff at, in the sense that there was some dub experimentation in what was happening and a sense of jamming, but very precise. It was always about forward momentum. And Lenzi, I mean, you know, they even on the last album, they end the career, for all intents and purposes, with a cover of You Are My Sunshine. And man, they make that their own. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to play a track from that opening album. It's called The Antipathetic. And the Fire Show's a band you should remember. And move quick, because this is a limited edition triple vinyl album. Seth now teaches, got a better college gig than me, at the Art Institute of Chicago, School of the Art Institute. Michael's a photographer and an artist. These guys continue to make art, but they're not making music together as the Fire Show anymore. It should be remembered. And this thing is a thing of beauty. It's well worth picking up the vinyl. The Fire Show on Sound Opinions.
Well, I, my friend, am not so special. White child with precious thoughts. I'm a puppet, I'm not a king, man. I pronounce only afterthoughts. And I, myself, am heaven and hell. I, myself, am heaven and hell. You know I'm something in between.
The Antipathetic from The Fire Show. Thanks for reminding me about that show. You know, as soon as you started talking about it, I remember the railing. I remember
the railing? We were just on the other side of it.
M. Resplendent, as he was known, Michael Lenzi. Actually, Michael was very I always had a wonderful relationship with him. I don't know, Seth could be a little chafy.
Well, he was in the Steve Albini mode, yeah, in that he cultivated an air of churlishness with, right, anybody who was mainstream. That would be you and me.
Well, we were mainstream, I guess.
Tools of the Man.
But they were a wonderful band, and that was a great show. Thank you for reminding me of that. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks, as always, for listening.